I have a super cool Aurora Master, which is like this really neat light display that can go on your ceiling in your bedroom or your kitchen or
okay.
your bathroom. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Sasha, get into the box.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
All right. So, cords.
What kind of cords have we got there?
This is a
USB? It's a USB device? Keep it on the camera there for us.
USB. Sorry.
Oh, okay. It's USB to barrel. That's interesting.
And then this one here, which is just like audio. Is that audio?
It is, yeah, because this actually has a built-in speaker.
That's right. It's something. And this is, I guess, a how-to.
How to turn on the light.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is the action here. Ah.
So this is the Aurora Master 12 LED, 8-mode LED ocean wave projector. So apparently, what I'm understanding here, Sasha, is that this is meant to project the ocean onto any surface.
Right, in a variety of colors.
Ooh.
So the red ocean or the blue ocean. Okay. So you can see that there's a spot here for batteries.
You need a screwdriver for that?
I will need a screwdriver.
Okay, but you've also
And then I guess here is, I guess you can plug it in via USB, right?
Cool. I wonder if you could actually plug that then into your laptop and it would function.
Would you have to plug in also this audio thing into your laptop?
Well, I guess if you want to use it as a speaker. So if you wanted it to be playing, say, Nature Sounds of Ontario, Canada, or immersive nature sounds from our RSS feed,
then
you could actually have the ocean sounds at the same time.
Right.
Or music or whatever else.
It has an auto shut off after 1 hour.
Okay.
So you can fall asleep to this and then it won't be playing all day. So over here, you can't quite see it because it's white on white, but that's an on off and then an up and a down volume button.
Okay.
And it looks like that's kind of it.
Pretty simple device then.
Yeah.
Should we plug it in?
Let's.
Okay. We'll bring it back over here.
Okay. So
this is a lot bigger than I was thinking. It looks, you know, from the pictures on Amazon, you'll think that it's like the size of a coffee cup or something like
that.
But this is, that's a honking huge latte right there.
Right. So I'm thinking it would actually project pretty large onto a ceiling. Yeah.
Can I unwrap this? I'm going to get these off there. Perfect. There we go.
There we go.
And there you are.
Thank
you. Just plug it into your laptop and see if it just works?
Okay.
Okay. So you said there was a power button here.
Yeah, it's right.
In the middle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We've got some light.
So I wonder, can you cycle through? Yep, so that's red.
Okay.
Oh, party lights.
Party lights. Let's dim the lights.
Can we turn the lights off?
I'm going to dim the lights and we're going to see how that looks. Okay, so this is pretty neat. I don't know if you guys, I got to hold this up, but this is pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
That's just on the ceiling of our studio here, just the drop ceiling.
And then you obviously wouldn't sleep through the party lights. Like there's other.
What else? Wow, it's really dark in here.
Right? So you can have the.
Okay, like the
lava.
Depths of hell. Yeah.
There we go. This is better.
Okay.
So this with like some gentle whale music or something.
Oh, you can see my shadow. That's awesome. So I can
this is
be like,
really good Halloween.
Yeah. So you can actually see that it is. Yeah. But there's like this fluid motion to it. And some of the reviews on Amazon have said that it's janky, that it's clunky, that the animation is not smooth. But look at that.
It looks good to me.
We can actually see that. Could we switch the mode again to see?
Sure.
Yeah, look at how smooth that looks.
Oh,
that's not the one.
So that's
we've got like a
multicolor.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah, it's got this like really. I want to see like a natural ocean. Wow, party. There you go.
I think blue is. That's the one.
That's cool.
I could fall asleep to that.
Sure. Okay, so that's what it looks like, folks. Definitely has a smooth look to it. You can see, like, and what I'm looking for is there any point within the animation of it where it seems to, like, click or jump? And I'm not seeing that at all. Now, I'm going to get my head down in here, so you're going to see my shadow. I want to hear, because my microphone is on my face, so I've got my face right up to this. Is there any sound from it? And I hear nothing, Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sound. There's no, like, there's no annoying, like, clicking sound of a motor or anything
right.
like that. And if I look in here, let's see if I can actually get you a view. I don't see any movement.
Right.
Where is the movement actually taking place?
It must be the little lights inside must be spinning just a little bit.
I'm not seeing it. There's no motion, and yet the roof is getting that...
I'm going to blind myself staring at it, but there's got to be something.
Oh, I see how it works. There is a lens. There's a little tiny lens that is moving around over top of the LEDs.
Oh.
That's really smart, but there's no sound from the motion. There's no motor sound or anything like that. But I can see if I look and blind myself that it is, in fact... a lens. You can see that, Sasha. It looks like a magnifying glass, just kind of very subtly moving over top of those LEDs.
Right.
And that's what causes that animation.
This would be perfect with anybody, like a child that needs a nightlight, like a transition from a nightlight to a relaxation.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
I think that's really neat. And it's got a built-in speaker. We didn't test the speaker here because that's not really something that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, if I wanted to, I could plug it into an MP3 player or something like that.
To be honest, what I'd probably do is not use the speaker with that, because I usually mm-hmm. have my phone charging on my little lamp beside mm-hmm. my bed, right? So I would just plug something into my phone and have it playing from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So that is available at cat5.tv/Aurora.
Aurora.
As per the link in the description below.